PPI.org.
Welcome back to American Indian Month on KFAI. We are joined in the studio all together now, but socially distanced and responsible. I am your co-host, Alfred Walking Bull, here with Melissa Olson. And today we have in studio our special guest, Laura Hugo.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And who have you brought with you?
This is my best friend, Kristen, and she also is in my band, and we've been kind of quarantining together, so I asked her if she wanted to join me today, because she's awesome.
Yeah. Hi.
Great.
Yeah, and so we were excited to learn a little bit about you, Laura, from our content director, who's here with us in studio, actually, Mason Butler. And Mason was, Mason and Barb Abney, who host our morning show, rang me up and said, hey, you know, have you met Laura Hugo yet? We are thinking about having her on the morning show, but we also know you're doing some special programming. Do you want to reach out? And I said, sure, I'd love to. And right away went and found some of your music. And, just really great to have you here in studio. So thanks again for coming in.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah. So in learning a little bit about you, I understand you're new to the Twin Cities. Can you tell me a little bit about how you've arrived here in Minneapolis and where you've recently come from?
Yeah, actually, I am from Arizona. I'm from the Navajo Nation, and my dad's side of the family lives out here. So I would kind of visit Minnesota every now and then to visit my aunt and some family members. And I actually moved here in 2010, which seems like I feel really old when I say that, almost a whole decade ago. But yeah, I've been here for almost 10 years. Next month, it'll be my 10-year anniversary on June 8th. But I love it. And I moved here because I had family up here, too. And if I wanted to go somewhere to pursue my music, I figured it'd be better to find a place where I had some support. Network security net.
Right on. So you have been here for 10 years. That's my bad. I'm just now kind of finding out about some of your music. Can you tell me a little bit about how you got started working as a musician?
Yeah. So when I was little, my grandma and her siblings had this gospel group called the Beaconeers. And so I would listen to them singing and playing gospel music. Yeah. And I would sing with them and learn a bunch of stuff. And then when I, started going to school, I started joining choir and I just fell in love with it. And so I knew that I wanted to do something musically with my life, but I didn't really have a lot of options. So I figured I'd move here and see what happens. And I started out by going to McNally Smith, and I was there for a little bit. May he rest in peace.
R.I.P.
Right. And I was there for a little bit, and it was nice. I went for vocal performance, and if I'm looking back, I probably would have gone for composition instead, because I was trying to, do the singer-songwriter thing. But yeah, I dropped out, and it was very expensive. So I dropped out, and then I started going to open mic, and from there, I met a bunch of people, and have just found the most beautiful music community that I could ever imagine. Yeah.
Amazing. And you're here with your best friend, Kristen. You said you've been basically quarantining for the past couple months together. What have y'all been doing to sort of, I mean, obviously you have the benefit of being able to make music, I would think, but what else has sort of helped you during this time?
Oh, so we have decided that we're not going to pay for firewood for the rest of the summer.
Yeah, or encourage like destruction of natural resources on a commercial level. So we've been scavenging the Twin Cities for like free firewood that people have chopped down from their yards and going and taking like car hauls of it away.
Yeah, and having lots of bonfires, cooking outside a lot, just trying to enjoy the little things.
Yeah. And how did you two meet? Did you meet up here?
We did, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh my gosh, are we going to see our meet cute on the air?
We had a meet cute. Yeah. So it was when I first started out, I had never done a 2-hour show before. And I was playing at this wine bar, and what was it called? JJ's? It's not there anymore. But so I go there and they're like, you don't need any amplification. You don't need any equipment. Like, it's pretty small, pretty chill. And I said, okay. So I get there, I have my piano, I have my guitar, and I'm still, I don't have a lot of original music. I'm, you know, still in like, I'm very terrified to play in front of people mode. And I mean, I still am, but I get there and I start playing and I can't hear myself. And it's very crowded and very loud. And I just start panicking because I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do right now. And then this girl comes up to me.
So I moved here from Iowa. I'm from Chicago originally, and I had a band in Iowa. So I moved up here, and I had a little sound system. And I had moved in to an apartment like 2 doors down from the wine bar, and it was in the middle of winter, and I didn't have a car. So I would always walk there every night and like get a glass of wine. So I'm sitting in a booth and I see Laura back by the fireplace and I see her playing, but I couldn't hear her. So I walked up to her and I was just like, hey, and she just looks at me and I was like, you don't know me, but you can't hear you. And she was like, really? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, I have a sound system in my apartment next door if you want me to go get it. And she was like, are you serious? And I was like, yeah, I'll be right back. So I walked back to my apartment and put all my sound stuff on like the little garage cart and like wheeled it back over.
It was insane. And she ran sound for me all night.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's an audio engineer. She went to IPR, singer-songwriter. So we have a lot of connections.
Yeah.
And both of you right now, I think some of our listeners who are tuned in on Facebook can see, both of you are holding your guitars in your laps and have come ready to perform. Do you want to talk a little bit about maybe one of the songs that you've come to perform today?
Sure. I'm going to start out with a song that I only have one song on Spotify. A lot of my stuff is on YouTube, but I am going to make a record. And then this happened. COVID and all the things. So hopefully I'll record soon. But this one is a relatively new one, the first one I'm going to play. And it's called Tonight. And it's just about an experience I had with a friend when they were in the hospital. Mm. And yeah. Should I
ready when you are.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, should I do it now?
Can see
I could say without all that noise in the way. And I've been watching you fight it all day. The things I could say, but I'm gonna stay here
in celebration of American Indian Month on KFAI and American Indian Month here in Minnesota. And I'm joined in studio by Alfred Walking Bull, my co-host. And we've just heard a beautiful song from Laura Hugo and Kristen. Laura, I want to ask you a little bit about your influences. You mentioned a few moments ago that you grew up listening to family members sing gospel. What are some of those, in addition to the gospel, what are some of those big influences in your music?
Oh, well, my grandparents were very influential. They listened to a lot of old country. So, and we'd watch The Coal Miner's Daughter all the time. And I think I told my grandma when I was little that I wanted to be Loretta Lynn when I grew up. So it kind of, I think, started with a more of a country influence. But then I kind of developed this appreciation for like everything. I had in high school, I had a bunch of friends who were in like a ska punk band, and we'd go take road trips all over and, you know, go see punk shows. And so it's kind of all over the place, but I'm very, very influenced by a lot of, you know, kind of country, female singer-songwriters. But I have a really hard time kind of choosing specifically who, because I'm just kind of all over the place. So. Mm-hmm.
Alfred, I heard you sort of give a knowing little laugh there about growing up with some country standards, something that you relate to.
Yeah, I mean, you don't grow up on the res without hearing like Johnny Cash and Loretta Lynn.
Oh, yeah.
And
Conway Twitty.
Yes, Conway Twitty. Yeah. Hello, darling.
Yes. oh, man. And there are a lot of like country bands out on the res too. There's like Aces Wild and Fenders too, and like all of these things. And I think I would go to some of these things and like learn how to two-step. So, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, we had that at, I think, at the county building and the 4-H, you know, all of that, all of those dances. Yeah, those were wonderful. Yeah. Well, that was amazing, by the way. What is that song called?
Thank you. It's called Tonight.
Tonight.
And okay. I haven't played it on anything that's being recorded, so that's a thing.
Yay. Excellent. So this is a debut.
This is a debut.
Wonderful. It's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. When we talk about, I read a little bit on your Spotify. profile. So I think, what's the song that's up there now?
Not Even a Little Bit.
Yes, yes, that was amazing. I love your voice. It just like comes out very, very, very... I don't want to say forcefully. It comes out with a good, strong, like, you. I hear the experience of life in your voice.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. It's so nice. Yeah. My heart.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah. No. So, you've that's where you've come from in your... And you grew up in Arizona, and was it on the Navajo Nation?
Yeah. It's a place called Tiznazpas, and it's like... right where the Four Corners Monument is, like 5 miles on the Arizona side. So we definitely went back and forth between all of the places all the time. I went to school like in New Mexico for a little bit, spent a lot of time in like Farmington and Kirtland and Shiprock and all these places.
Yeah, yeah. I have some cousins from who are half Diné, so they.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they got swiped up and raised up in Rosebud.
Oh, nice.
In South Dakota. Yeah.
Very cool.
So they always speak so lovingly of the. Is it Dineta? Okay. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, well. South Dakota isn't nothing to sneeze at, but but yeah, I've been down there a couple of times. Like, oh man, I see what you mean.
Yeah, it's gorgeous, but it's hot. Right.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, Laura, a little bit about something you said just before you started singing. You said, "Yeah, I was getting, you know." I was going to record, and then this happened, and this, of course, being the pandemic.
Yeah.
Sounds like you were getting ready to record, and can you talk a little bit about what's happened as the pandemic has taken over and really changed the ability of artists to perform and make a living doing what y'all do, which is oftentimes sing in venues and clubs and and different places? What's that been like for you?
It's been an experience. The past few years in general have been kind of crazy because I did a Kickstarter for my album a couple of years ago after my dad passed away. And I was really gung-ho about, you know, getting that done. And then a bunch of other things happened. If, you know, people close to me passed away, lost one of my good friends, lost one of my best friends. And also a lot of, you know, mental health stuff going on where I just, you know, was really depressed. So it's been kind of weird and tough. But then, you know, coronavirus happened. And I think for literally everyone in the world, it's very surreal. As a musician, it's been, I mean, I was playing out a lot, which I'm super grateful for. But I was kind of burning the candle on both ends because, you know, I was working, playing music. And then also Kristen and I, we run Radio 5 Watt. And so we were kind of tired, to say the least. So like, it's been nice to kind of take a step back and kind of, you know, just breathe. But also it's terrifying. And a lot of my income comes from music and performing. And, you know, we got laid off like most people. So it's been tough to navigate just because I have this mentality where I expect so much of myself. So if I'm just like hanging out, not doing anything, I feel like I should be forcing myself to write a song or be creative or utilize this time. But it's also like, it's okay to just exist right now and to just let yourself exist and be, you know, show yourself grace and, you know, just kind of wait and see what happens. Be safe, of course, be careful, but it's a weird time and it sucks because I do miss playing out because that's, you know, one of my joys is just kind of hanging out with people and I like to give people hugs.
Yeah.
So it's been weird, but we're getting through it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm a hugger too. And that's something I definitely miss. I wanted to, ask you, a little bit. Oh, and I think that's part of my cue. I was wanting to ask you a little bit about a fundraiser that I learned about that you recently had. But before we go there, I'm wondering if we might squeeze in another song, given that we're just now at about half the hour, if that's okay with you both.
Sure.
Yeah. You can tell us a little bit about what you're leading into. And then I think after that, we'll go to a break and then we'll come back and see y'all on the other side.
Perfect. Well, this song is pretty new also. I'm going to try not to mess it up, but it's a song. I actually, I did this thing called the Acoustic Guitar Project, where they had an acoustic guitar. They would pass between, I think it was like five singer-songwriters, and we had a week to write a song. And I was like, that sounds like a cool idea, because I was kind of in a rut, and I was like, I can't write anything right now. So I did it, and forced myself to write a song in a week, and all my music is really depressing. So I was trying to write something a little happier, but it also was kind of depressing. But this is about back home. Unfortunately, a lot of the stereotypes are true about reservations. Poverty, alcoholism, dysfunction. So I had a weird childhood, like most people. But every time things were kind of bad and icky, I would listen to the radio if we had service. but I would listen to the radio, and it just made me feel happier, and like I had a connection to the outside world, and like maybe I could do a music thing when I grew up. So yeah, that's what this song's about. It's called Radio.
Promise in the dark approached in earnest, when our feelings are the warmest, and the cup in hand the fullest, coming down from such a high place, look around and stomach the bad taste. Half your day is going to waste. Lost the boy you came here to chase. So I listen to the radio. I listen to the radio. I listen to the radio. You're the fool, you're unbecoming. Don't want you, don't want your loving. Your touch like poison running. Your kiss like acid burning. So I listen to the radio.
Are listening to American Indian Month here on KFAI. I am your co-host, Alfred Walking Bull, joined by Melissa Olson. We are also joined in the studio today by Laura Hugo and Kristen Mastin tuna. There we go. So here's the deal: is I write chicken scratch all the time, and then like 5 seconds later, I look back and I'm like, what was that word?
That's okay.
So. I regularly mess up people's names, so
right.
You know, that's just that's a fact.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, I grew up with it, and everyone has always messed it up. So,
but tell the folks what it means.
Oh gosh, my dad's very Italian. It means Masters of Thunder in Italian. It's beautiful. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not married.
Gentlemen,
just kidding.
Intimidating.
She's single and
right, exactly. Right. Oh man. Yeah. So we thank you for joining us. For listeners who are just joining us, some of the songs that you've been giving for us have been just amazing. I think the first one you said was called Tonight, and then the last one was Radio, right?
Yeah,
that was a great great song, because it was like, it's so meta.
That's like, the first time I played Radio on the radio.
right, exactly. But no, I think you were talking a little bit beforehand, like when you're back home on the res, and like radio signal, I know exactly what you're talking about. Like the nearest radio station is probably 60 to 80 miles away, and you kind of have to like wiggle the antenna to get it.
Or if you're driving, you have like these pockets of like,
Exactly.
I'm saying that the res radio is basically all of Nebraska. Sorry, Nebraskans.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So it's for me, like the reason why like I were involved here at KFAI was Melissa. Melissa does amazing things for folks who don't know. Sanctuary on Mondays, is it?
Yep, Mondays.
Yep. And then Mini Culture, the podcast, and tons of other things that you do. So I just kind of want to give a shout out to all that. But we would all be... we're all enriched by radio, and so that's something that is a theme, you know, growing up on the res. And so for me, I think the important thing, like, radio has been shown to is like our lifeblood now, right? In our tribal communities. And so when it came to for folks who aren't aware, you know, back home for you on the Navajo Nation, it's been really hit hard by the pandemic. You know, some of the background is that, you know, for folks who might not know, right, like IHS facilities, like VA facilities, like, you know, the public healthcare facilities are woefully underfunded.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so you've done some fundraising to help the folks back home. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. A lot of musicians... are doing like live streams, which is wonderful. So I've been watching a lot of my friends live streaming and playing. I hadn't really had the heart to do it. My grandparents still live back on the reservation, and some of my family. And it was really devastating to hear how hard they're being hit, and to feel like so far away and so powerless, because when this all started, I kind of just wanted to hop in my car and just go home, because that's where it feels safe and that's where it feels like, you know. So I decided, like, okay, if I'm going to do a live stream, because I did lose my job, I did lose, you know, my music and stuff, but I finally got unemployment, which is nice and very helpful, because I was mostly worried about the financial aspect of, you know, losing all the gigs and, you know. So I figured if I do a live stream, I would have people, if they want to, I would give them a link to donate directly to the Navajo Nation COVID-19 Relief Fund, which is on the Navajo Nation Department of Health website. And that goes directly to them, and you can donate like PPE and whatever you want. But there are other GoFundMes and all of these other things, of people who were doing like delivering food out into the, you know, as my grandma calls it, the boonies, like middle of nowhere, because there are a lot of elderly people who are, you know, being left alone without running water, without electricity, without access to the news or anything. So they're just kind of like, what's going on? I don't know. So there are so many people that are doing so many things, and I figured if people were going to donate to my Venmo, I would take all that money and donate it to the relief fund, or one of them, or multiple ones. And so I also provided a link for people to donate directly, which they have, which has been great. But I was really surprised because I, you know, it was my first like official live stream, and Kristen helped me out a lot with that. She actually bought a bunch of masks and we sent them to my grandparents and, you know, stuff like that. She's great. So I was surprised. I thought maybe we'd raise hopefully like $200-$300, but we raised over $1,000, which was
wow.
Like insane for me because I was like, oh my God, people care. This is great because we've been ignored so much for so long. So yeah, and then I did a little live stream thing with a show that was happening on Zoom, and people donated $355 more. So I'm hoping that with all the live streams that I do throughout this time, I'm going to take all that money and send it back home because it's insane what's happening down there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess a follow-up question might be, you mentioned just briefly just a second ago that you were looking at the Navajo Nation Department of Health
mm-hmm.
site, and that for you was a trustworthy site. That for you said this is going directly to people who are impacted by the pandemic, yeah?
Yeah, it said it was the only like official relief fund, and it was also linked in a bunch of articles and stuff like that. So I was kind of trying to be very careful about like where I've never sent $1,000 anywhere, so like I want to make sure this is legit. But yeah,
you just got to call your cousin on council, that's all,
right?
I have some money for you, where do I put it?
Who takes it,
right?
Yeah, so I'm I think that's an amazing story to be able to give back at this time, to be able to help at this time, must feel good. And does it help then? Do you, you know, you talked about feeling powerless before. What does it feel like to be able to send $1,000 and say, hey, you know, thinking of you guys, how has that been?
I mean, it feels good. This whole situation sucks, you know, for everybody. But, I mean, it feels good to do something. I just felt really guilty because I have it pretty good here. Like, Minnesota has been amazing about all of this. And, you know, I get to sit at home and hang out with my cats in my house with internet and electricity and running water. And I can wash my hands whenever I want to. And I just felt really guilty because it hasn't always been that way for me. And so, you know, it feels good to contribute something, and it feels good that I'm able to spread the like awareness, because a lot of my friends, when I talk about back home or when I talk about where I come from, they're kind of like, what? That's crazy. Like, I didn't know that was happening in the United States. And I was like, yeah, that's how it is. It's beautiful, but we got some probs. Mm-hmm. Like, we need some help sometimes. But, you know, especially now, because it's just the way that it's hitting the Navajo Nation is insane. So it feels good. Mm-hmm. Still doesn't feel like I'm like, it just, there will always be this like kind of like emptiness and sadness because I can't, like if I could, I would go deliver food or go do something like that. But I know in order to keep everyone safe and keep myself safe, I have to just chill at home and
that's doing a lot. I think that's been a tough lesson to learn, that staying at home is doing a lot.
Yeah.
And we were, you know, kind of mildly joking about, you know, how it feels just today to come to a place to
right?
go somewhere.
We all have on real shoes.
Yeah, we put on real shoes today.
Yeah.
Got in the car and drove somewhere and went inside. It was great.
Yeah, and we're certainly I know I'm thrilled to be here and to be in studio with everybody. One of the things that I do talk about on my show, and we do a show called Sanctuary Arts and Activism on Mondays at 1 p.m., is that artists often give sanctuary to people that they never will meet, in many cases, right? But artists also need sanctuary in order to create, in order to do what artists do? And I think one of the questions I'm fond of asking people who come on my show is, what is it that you need at this moment as an artist? And people talk about community care, and I get that answer, like the community has to be healthy in order for an individual to be healthy. But I also know that artists, there isn't always a lot of money. You can't always count on, the steady income. So there may be other kinds of things you need. What is it for you during this time that you found that you need most of?
I think it's just community, having some sense of connectedness to anybody, because we're all kind of just spread out and alone. And I think it's beautiful what's happening with the internet. Everyone's able to connect and FaceTime and have Zoom meetings. And I think after this kind of passes, depending on how we go about having live shows again, I think people are really going to realize how much they took those live shows for granted. And I think there will be this like appreciation of live music. Did you say it was going to be like
a new renaissance
yeah. type of deal? But yeah, right now I'm happy with having some sense of community and connection. And I mean, when unemployment's over, I'm going to need some, money, but it'll be what it is. And I just think being connected and really listening to each other and appreciating everyone's music and kind of exploring that a little bit more, I think that's important.
Mm.
Yeah.
I guess I have a last request for another song. I feel very privileged at the moment just to be here in studio and to be able to enjoy some live music. And we hope that you at home are enjoying this in studio as well. After we kind of come back from another song, I want to ask you though about 5 Watt and your work doing radio in Northeast Minneapolis. But I'll let you maybe tell me a little bit about this last song that we're going to hear.
Sure. This last song is the only song I have on Spotify. It's called Not Even a Little Bit. And it's basically just about a boy who made me sad.
Aren't they all?
Deep sigh.
Yep.
You're not the only one.
Yeah. You are not alone. So yeah, this one is just about a person I was friends with who I thought I was in love with, who moved away to New York City with a one-way ticket and no job and no place to stay. So he's fine now. We're still friends. And I recently told him that the song was inspired by him, and he was like, I'm sorry. Oof. Anyway, it's called Not Even a Little Bit. Not even a little bit.
guess that's my luck, 'cause I'm still learning. But you were never mine to lose. And I am not the one you choose. Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit.
Here in studio with Laura Hugo and her best friend Kristen, whose last name we're continuing to mess up here for the hour. It's official. But who's got a beautiful last name that in Italian we're told means master of thunder, which is awesome. We've just got a few minutes left, and we've just been really enjoying some live music here in studio. But I wanted to ask both of you, since it seems like you have a ton of fun together, and you've got lots of inside jokes, and I hear the giggles, and I know that feeling of having a great, great friend who, you know, you can share things with. And you all are on the radio, or tell me a little bit what happens at 5 Watt.
Sure. So I started... working at 5 Watt Coffee maybe a couple of years ago now. I have no concept of time anymore. But my good friend Caleb Garn is one of the co-owners, and he got me a job there. And one of my best friends, Tucker Jensen, he was the station manager for Radio 5 Watt, which the idea was to have an online radio station where we stream nothing but local music 24/7 and build a community, support each other. So Tucker was in charge of that, and he let me help out and was teaching me how to run sound and curate some shows and stuff. And he unfortunately passed away last March, the March before this one. And so I took over as station manager and was just trying to figure out, like, what am I going to do with this? How am I going to continue and move forward and continue his vision? Because he's had amazing ideas. And then Kristen, since we met, it's been about six, almost 7 years.
Yeah, we've kind of gone, like, we've kind of intertwined in each other's lives a little bit.
Yeah, kind of in and out.
Yeah, and then Tucker passed, and Tucker was, gosh, the best musician. I always say, whenever I saw him in a room playing, I would be like, how am I this close to someone this talented? But when he passed, I had known that Laura was heavily involved in Radio 5 Watt as well. And so I just reached out and I just said, hey, you know, I know those are really big shoes to fill, and I know it's a hard time. Feel free to reach out with anything if you need any help, or, you know, if you need to learn how to use the board or anything like that. So.
Yeah, and she was doing sound for free and just really helping me out. So we had in March, on March 3rd, I think it was, we had a benefit show, which is the first time we were in studio, and we were with Mason and Barb. And it was an amazing event, very successful. Mm-hmm. And that everything was just kind of picking up, and we were on a roll, raised a bunch of money so that we could pay our artists and have shows and do all of the things.
Got really cool jackets.
Got some jackets, cool stuff happening. And then COVID-19.
Yeah.
Which is fine. We're kind of taking a step back, getting some home studio stuff set up. But mm-hmm. basically, it's just, it's local music 24/7. Mm-hmm. And we do everything we can to keep the community going and can't wait to get back in it.
Yeah.
It's been a time, but we're excited.
Maybe tell us a little bit more about how we can hear it if we want to check it out.
Sure. We have a free app. Mm-hmm. If you have an Android or iPhone, you can go to anything. Right now we have some links to local musicians' merch. Mm-hmm. So you can support local musicians during this time by buying their merch, by sending the money on Venmo, listening to music, buying their albums. Mm-hmm. Again, we're going to add more to that. So you can check out the website. We're constantly updating it.
Constantly.
And
awesome.
Yeah. And we're wrapping up for the hour. We're just a minute away. I want to let folks know that if you want to learn more about Laura Hugo, you can find her at Laura Hugo.com.
Instagram is Laura Hugo Music.
Yeah,
there it
is. Laura,
yes.
Before
good
I
job,
just
everyone.
Speak, Laura Hugo.
Yes. I always put really annoying Instagram stories.
They're amazing.
So if you want to follow me, it's at Laura Hugo Music.
Mm-hmm. Well, we sure are thankful that you're able to come on and join us this afternoon. We hope to have you back.
Yes, thank you for having me. It's been an honor, truly.
Thanks so much.
Thank you,
Alfred. And thanks to our amazing technical support from Mason Butler, who has continued to support all things here on KFAI for American Indian Month. Big shout out to Mason. And thanks to all our guests today. And we'll see you on Monday from 2 to 4. Take care.
Have a good one. Go check it out.